Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Cumpy in New Boston, Texas. Real estate signs are everywhere today. The market is inundated with people who need to sell their homes. What if you sold your property and made a huge profit? Would you give all your money away? A portion of it? Any at all? In this story of Ananias and Sapphira, we have a husband and wife team who are believers. And at the end of Acts 4, we read how all the believers in the church were one in heart and mind. Keep in mind, the Christian church was very young, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. They shared everything. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, because from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, and they brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet. Then it was distributed to anyone who was in need. Barnabas even sold a field that he owned and brought the money and placed it at the apostles' feet. Imagine a church that functioned with such unity, one that took care of the needs of everyone. What an awesome concept! Well, Ananias and Sapphira were not the loving type. Well, they may have loved each other, since we see they supported each other in deceptive practices. However, they were supposedly Christians who loved God, but it seems they loved deception more, as we learn from their actions. This tale is a story of a husband and a wife who deceived their church family, and mostly God. It is one we should take to heart because the outcome of such dishonesty was death. Ananias and Sapphira sold a piece of property, and Sapphira knew her husband kept back part of the money that he had made from selling the land. I don't know if they secretly conspired to hide some of the money, but Scripture says she knew. She knew the plan. When Ananias put a portion of the money at the feet of the apostles, Peter was not deceived. Ananias pretended to give it all, but Peter confronted him, accusing him of being under the influence of Satan. He realized his deception had been discovered, and immediately Ananias fell dead. He died on the spot for his lies. Several hours later, Sapphira showed up on the scene. She had not heard of her husband's death yet, so Peter asked her some questions. She told the same lies, thinking she was confirming the concocted story. You know, the one that would allow her to keep some money for herself. Peter told Sapphira she was also testing the Holy Spirit, and the man who had buried her husband returned just in time to carry out her dead body. Yes, Sapphira stood by her man, when her moral compass should have been telling her to stand by God's principles instead. Ananias and Sapphira tried to deceive the disciples and their own family of believers. This story shows me just how seriously God regards deception and lies. We cannot hide anything from God. He knows our hearts. He knows how we will respond. Sure, it's easy to fool people, but never God. Actually, in this story, the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter the deception of Ananias and Sapphira. Why is it we think we can deceive God? He knows everything, but we often live our lives like this isn't the case. Our couple tried to impress the disciples and looked for approval, when they should have considered their relationship to the Lord instead. There was a time when we would say, "That's the whole truth and nothing but the truth." Can we say that all the time now? Are we living by such principles? Is the truth still the truth? So, is your house for sale? What about your heart? Is it for sale? Don't be caught selling your heart to deceptive practices. Don't lie. Don't give Satan a place in your thoughts, your day, your actions. We can delight ourselves in the Lord, and He will give us the desires of our heart. We can open the door of unity by showing mercy, grace, and generosity. It's the best way to make a sale for the Lord on any given day. Even when houses are not selling, we can sell the love of Jesus. And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Pam Cumpy coming to you from New Boston, Texas.